Ray Charles was simply one of the best-loved performers of his time. In the years since his death, there's been an Oscar-winning movie about his life and several tribute albums. John Scofield is one of the most respected guitarists in jazz. Over the course of his career, he's played with Charlie Mingus, Pat Metheny, Jerry Mulligan, and Miles Davis, as well as other improvisational bands, including Modesty Martin and Wood and Government Mule. Ray Charles and John Scofield put those two talents together, and you get an inspired new CD called That's What I Say. John Scofield plays the music of Ray Charles. Let's listen. That's from Unchain My Heart, with Larry Goldings on organ, Willie Weeks on bass, Steve Jordan playing drums, and John Scofield on guitar. He joins us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
And why another tribute album, this one featuring your talents, to Ray Charles?
Well, I'd never done a tribute album before, but it really resonated with me. I'm 53 years old, and we played his music when you learned to play rock and roll in those days. It was part of the common repertoire, the common language of bands in the 60s.
Let's listen to a bit of the first track, if we can, on this album, Busted. Right, this song at first wasn't going to be on the album?
Right. We, you know, carefully researched it and had picked 12 songs to be on the record and arranged them. And then we're in the studio making the record, and Steve Jordan, who played drums but also produced the record, said, you know, I think we should do Busted. We should have picked Busted. And then we just started a jam, and Busted came out, and we realized we knew it, so we cut it right there, and it came out nice, kind of spontaneous version.
Is this the first time this album you've recorded with singers?
Yes. For me, it's the first time on any of my records that I've had vocals.
Well, what's it like to work with singers? They're famously temperamental, aren't they?
Yeah, but none of these people were.
Mavis Staples, yeah, Dr. John, Aaron Neville.
That's right. John Mayer, Warren Haynes. As, you know, the rock bands I was talking about before were all, you know, we had singers. But as I became a jazz musician, I played instrumentally and was really into that. And we're like, oh, we don't have singers in our group. We're cool. We're jazzers. And so this was a great chance for me at this later stage to get to respond musically to singers and to jam with them.
So they didn't come in and lay down their tracks later? Which as
no,
is so common,
we were able to arrange it so that this was all recorded at the same time, except for one song, What I Say, which all the singers are on, and they all make everybody sings a verse. And we had to overdub that one. But the rest was done in real time, in a room together, with the input from the singers, you know, on the arrangement and on the outcome of the music.
It's fortuitous that you should mention What I Say, because guess what we have queued up?
Oh, no kidding. Really? Let's do it.
The magic of radio.
Hey, mama, don't you treat me wrong. Come and love your daddy all night long. With the diamond ring, she know how to shake that thing. She wants it right. She wants it right now. It's what I see. Tell your mom, tell your pa, I'm gonna send you back to Arkansas, okay? If you don't do right, if you don't do right,
It almost sounds as if they're at a party and everybody's kind of taking a turn between swigs of a beverage.
That's it. Well, it's the ultimate party song, what I say, you know.
Let me ask you about the arranging, because so many of these are signature tunes of Ray Charles. People almost just can't hear these songs mm-hmm. done by anybody else done differently. It must mm-hmm. be daunting to try and take a different tack on them.
Well, you know, not for me. In a way, it was, I knew that we weren't going to do Ray's literal versions of any of the tunes, because that wouldn't be right. And why this project appealed to me was because Ray's music is really kind of folkloric, you know? They're easy blues forms and straight-ahead song forms. And this is what you can do with jazz, you know, is take those traditional forms and rearrange them over and over again. And that's why there were so many options to treat each one of these songs a different way.
There's another song I'd like to play. I don't want to introduce it too much. Just as soon as people hear it, I'm wondering if we can start the guessing game going as to who is singing.
I don't need no doctor, 'cause I know what's ailing me. I don't need no doctor, 'cause I know what's ailing me.
That's John Mayer.
As he's not been heard before, I think it's safe
That's
to say.
Right. No. A lot of people didn't recognize that it was John singing, because his songs, he sings kind of, you know, back and real whispery, but he really sang out full on this one. And I think it's a little bit my fault, because I picked a key that was a little higher than he normally plays in. And selfishly, I picked that key because my guitar part sounded good for the arrangement, and I could only play it in E, you know? But he was very, very nice and said, well, I'll try it, you know, but I gotta shout it out. And he did, and it sounded great.
Now the doctor say I need rest before I need her tenderness. Put me on a critical list where all I need is her sweet kiss. He gave me a Medicaid lotion, but it didn't soothe my emotion, yeah.
You wrote that Ray Charles was, I think you called him, the height of honest expression.
Sounds pretty good, doesn't it?
Let me try and draw you out about that. Because the fact is, Ray Charles had to sing his standards
every night, yeah.
Yeah, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of times over the years.
And, you know, I don't even know if he's thinking about the words at that point. Because the music's not just about the words, as we know. It's a song and the notes and the feeling. It just seems for real. You get the message. Mm-hmm. Not even sure what the message is, but you feel it.
I'm told you have your guitar there.
Yep, it's here.
You know what we'd like to hear?
Mm-hmm.
And what I
like
believe you have thoughtfully prepared for
mm-hmm.
is Georgia on My Mind.
That's right. That's what I'm going
to
play.
You get to play this solo on the album, don't you?
That's right, yeah. I love this song. It's, you know, Hoagie Carmichael. Great jazz standard. Before Ray got to it, but Ray made it his own. Ready?
Yeah, please. Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Schofield.
Great to talk to you, too.
John Schofield. His latest release is That's What I Say. John Schofield plays the music of Ray Charles. For more cuts from the CD, you can visit our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.